The process of dying involves a serial cessation or dissolution of the four internal elements: earth, which is the hard substance of the body, water, which is its fluids, fire, which is the body's heat, and wind, which is energy or movement. In ordinary life, these elements serve as the basis for consciousness. But during the process of dying, their capacity to support consciousness decreases, beginning with the earth element. Each step in this dissolution actually increases the capacity of the next element to support consciousness. Step by step, it looks like this. 1. When the earth element, or hard substances of your body, dissolves into the water element, the external indication is that your body becomes thinner. Internally, you see what appears to be a mirage seen in a desert. 2. When the water element of your body dissolves into the fire element, the external signs are that the fluids in your body dry. Your mouth dries, your nose puckers, and so forth. Internally, you see what has been described as puffs of smoke from a chimney, or smoke floating throughout a room. 3. When the fire element of your body dissolves into the wind or air element, the external indication is that the heat in your body diminishes. Internally, you see what look like fireflies at night or like scattering sparks. Heat withdraws from the body in various ways, from the feet upward to the heart or from the top of the head down. The former is preferable because it indicates that the mind will exit the body either upward or straight forward, not downward, and thus will most likely lead to a favorable next lifetime. This is caused by virtuous karma. 4. The wind, or movement of energy in your body, dissolves into consciousness, and your outer breath, your usual breath, ceases. At this time, you see an appearance like the light above a flickering candle flame when the fuel has almost been used up. Some doctors would consider a person in this state to be dead, but from the Buddhist point of view, the mere cessation of the usual outer breath does not mean that consciousness has left the body. Then, the flickering light is followed by the appearance of a steady flame. Following that, the final four phases of dying involve the dissolution of grosser levels of consciousness into subtler. This happens when the winds or inner energies that serves as the mounts of consciousness dissolve. Think of consciousness as mounted on energy, like a rider on a horse. In preparation for the next phase, the energies that served as the mounts of the many types of conceptual consciousnesses dissolve, shifting the basis of consciousness from grosser to subtler levels of energy. These naturally occur in four phases, which follow the ones I just gave. Number 5. Your mind itself turns into an omnipresent, huge, vivid, white vastness. It is described as a clear sky filled with moonlight, not the moon shining in empty space, but that space filled with white light. Conceptual thought has vanished, and nothing appears except this vivid whiteness, which is your consciousness. However, a subtle sense of subject and object remains, so the state is slightly dualistic. 6. Your mind turns into a red or orange vastness, more vivid than before. Nothing else appears. It is like a clear sky filled with sunlight. Not the sun shining in the sky, but space itself filled with red or orange light. In this state, the mind is even less dualistic. 7. Your mind itself turns into a still more subtle, vividly black state, nothing else appears. This is called near attainment because you are close to manifesting the mind of clear light. The mind of black vastness is like a moonless, very dark sky just after dusk when no stars are seen. In the beginning of this phase, you are aware, but then you lose awareness as you slip into even thicker darkness. 8. When the mind of black appearance ceases, your mind itself turns into the fully aware mind of clear light. Called the fundamental innate mind of clear light, this is the most subtle, profound, and powerful level of consciousness. It is like the sky's natural state at dawn, not sunrise, without moonlight, sunlight, or darkness.